Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here and it's her first time recording with VI Talk and we have Dawn Bridgehouse who is one of our new trustees. Hi Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
All right, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, it's not bad, thank you very much.
Good, good. And we also have with us Catherine. Hi Catherine.
Hi.
Hi Catherine.
Hi.
So the reason we've got Catherine on tonight is due to something that happened with VI Talk last week. And we had a safeguarding issue, didn't we, Dawn?
We did indeed. We did.
And Catherine rightly flagged it up for us. So what we thought, because you're 18, aren't you, Catherine?
Yes.
And why did you flag it up for us? You explain.
Well, I just thought that considering it's a communal talk where we're all trying to sort of help each other, if I am receiving messages with the context that they were coming in, which most of us would regard as highly inappropriate, then it's best to let someone know, because you should never sort of isolate yourself from it, and it's best to get it sorted out sooner rather than let it escalate.
Yeah, and that was exactly the right thing to do. You were really concerned about younger members as well, weren't you?
Yes, well, the particular sort of episode, I guess we could call it, was a little bit shocking for me. And as I said, I'm 18, so I'm quite mature enough to know how to deal with it and know to not be too offended by it. Although, like, what he was saying wasn't particularly nice. But it's one of those things where you just have to think about other people. And if it happened to me, it could have also happened to anyone in the group who might not have been able to deal with it the same way and might have felt more vulnerable than I did.
Okay, so without going into too much detail, obviously, with the content, did the person friend request you first, or did they just message you, or...?
No, I just received a message requesting Messenger, and I thought that because it was someone from VI Talk, I've had messages from members before asking me questions if I've commented on a post, and because I had done that day, I automatically assumed that it might be about that, so I just accepted it. And then it wasn't till sort of a few texts later that I realised it wasn't anything to do with sort of VI Talk or VI issues. It was sort of more personal.
Yeah. And so you came to me, didn't you, as one of the trustees of VI Talk, and that was exactly the right thing to do. And with a bit of digging, we found out that the person concerned had actually had their account hacked.
Yeah.
And of course, they didn't realise that these messages were being sent to Catherine and to other people. And because of what Catherine did, which, as we said, was entirely the right thing to do, this chap was then able to take action and to deactivate his Facebook account and to change passwords, etc., and protect himself. But also, as he was very upset that, you know, Catherine and other people had received messages, he was able to protect anyone else from receiving inappropriate messages. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to highlight tonight was the process that Catherine had taken to contact us on VI Talk. So do you want to, because you spoke to one of your friends first, didn't you, who actually is an ex trustee of VI Talk?
Yes. So I originally messaged some of my other friends who I knew before VI Talk, but they're also on VI Talk, and I just asked them, have you received messages from this person? And they were all saying, no, I haven't had anything, no, why? So I just sort of told them not to worry about it, so they didn't get involved. And then I messaged my friend who, like you said, was an ex sort of board member of the iTalk, and I just asked her, I want to contact one of the trustees. Who is best to contact because a certain situation has happened, and I want to get it sort of sorted out quickly. And then she told me to come to you.
Yeah, and that's great. So we do have four trustees, and the trustees are all admins on all of the Facebook groups. So Dawn, do you want to talk everybody through who the trustees are?
Yeah, there's Joe Fiswick, Dawn Bridgehouse, which is myself, Samantha Culpin, and it's Katie Rogers. We're all the admins are on all of the Facebook pages now. Decision was taken last week to actually do that following this incident as well, which was good. Most of us are on most days and evenings, so we are available 24/7 near enough.
Yeah, so if you can't get hold of one of us, you will be able to get hold of another. All of the names of the trustees are in the group info, and there is a pinned post on each of the groups detailing. There's a disclaimer for VI Talk, which says that anything that happens outside of the group is the responsibility of the person concerned. However, it does say that we take safeguarding very seriously, and we do have a safeguarding policy to protect children and vulnerable adults, and those policies are available for anybody who would want to see them in the future. Catherine, what would your advice be to anybody who experiences anything like this that they're even a little bit concerned about?
Well, the first thing to sort of consider is you're definitely not alone, because everyone has some sort of thing like this at some point. And the best thing is to not panic, because that just gives you unnecessary stress. And to find someone as soon as possible and talk to them and tell them the situation. And don't lie or try and hide something, because then the full story can help a lot, even if you don't think it's necessarily significant. Really, that's sort of like the main thing, just to be calm and tell someone as soon as possible, but also just to make sure that, like, you don't keep replying to someone and you block them and things like that. They're all really, like, simple, obvious things, but sometimes you don't think about it on social media necessarily.
Yeah, that's really good advice, to block. You can block through Messenger, and also not to reply to the comments. Well, to ask them to stop, obviously, which you did, and then if they don't, to block them and contact somebody who can help, because if you carry on communicating with that person, then it's only going to get worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I touch on how you felt, how the trustees dealt with the situation? Can I just touch on how you felt that we did that? Could we have done something differently, or was it happy the way we did?
I was really quite happy that someone kind of replied really quickly, because obviously I've never had to contact a trustee before, so I wasn't sure sort of how busy you'd all be, but it was really good you all got to the bottom of it really quickly, and it was nice to be reassured that, you know, someone else is helping you. And and Jo was really good with me, because she kept telling me what she was doing sort of before she did it. So, and when sort of the person replied, saying he didn't even know, and telling her that he had been hacked, it was quite nice that I knew too. So it was kind of good to have everyone knowing the same amount of information.
Yeah, so that reassured you?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for that.
Do you want to talk about what we did once we found out that obviously the account had been hacked, what we did last week with the call, and, you know, I think that's quite useful that we had that conversation, didn't we? We had a Skype call with us all.
Yeah. Okay. So last week, after we all kind of found out the information, I did arrange with Joe and the person, and also Dawn as well, to have a sort of a Skype conference call type thing where we all said who we were, and we all sort of talked to each other, so we all knew sort of who everyone was that we were talking to, and also so that we could all make sure that everyone was okay, and that we talked about what actions we could be taken, what actions we could take, and also the sort of just general sort of reviewing the safeguarding policies of VI Talk and things, which was very helpful, and I think it benefited all of us, not just me, but also the person who had his account hacked, because it definitely wasn't really his fault, so it was nice that we could all talk to him as well.
Yeah, and it gave him an opportunity, even though, like you say, it wasn't his fault, but it gave him an opportunity to apologise for any distress that was caused to you.
Yeah.
And which was nice. I think he did everything that he could, I think, to prevent this happening again.
Yeah, definitely. He was very good at, he was definitely very active and trying to sort it out, which was good.
And he did actually speak to a police officer about it, regarding how he could protect himself online and things. So he took action as well, which was great. Okay, so thank you ever so much, Catherine, for joining us and speaking candidly about your experience and encouraging other people about how to react and respond in that kind of situation should it ever arise again. I mean, hopefully it won't, but, you know, if it does, hopefully hearing from a younger person as well will encourage our younger members to be a bit more positive and stay calm if it ever happens, and to contact the right people, and then we can sort it out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was nice to speak to you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Catherine. You're welcome. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
No problem.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.